top 10 of sportsmanship moments 2025. Number 10 occurs at the end of a football match between Celtic and a Swiss club called Young Boys way back in January 2025. After the game, the away fans, as always, are kept in the stadium to let the home fans out safely and keep them segregated and so on. And this young kid, this is on video, and we'll post this on sportsmanship.org, greatsportsmanship.org. There's this kid standing in the Celtic area on his own. There's no one there. And he's looking at all these other fans with all their flags, kind of in admiration. And he just starts to clap them. And one by one, the opposition fans see it. And within minutes, there's probably 5,000 to 6,000 Swiss fans applauding this kid who's now walking towards them and clapping them, and they're clapping him. And it's just beautiful. It's just a moment where rivalry vanished and pure football camaraderie shined. So in ninth place, we're going to go across the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo last September, at the 3,000-metre steeplechase qualifier. Not a very sexy event, you might say, but the Belgian runner Tim van de Velde saw his opposition, the Colombian Carlos San Martin, stumbling uncontrollably after smashing into the barrier. Now, you know the barriers are big chunks of oak, it seems, compared to other barriers that they jump over. So the Belgian runner thought to himself the words, "Why not?" And so at that point, he went over, put his arm around the Colombian and helped his rival competitor over the finishing line. Magical moment.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely. That's at ninth. Now, in eighth place, we come across to tennis. And this is brings us to the Paris Open in June. The French Open, should I say, in Paris. And the Spanish sensation, and he really is a sensation, Carlos Alcaraz, you know, he's something else. He's playing the American Ben Shelton. And Shelton hits a great shot that Alcaraz simply can't reach. He just can't get there. But he throws his racket. And the skill of the guy, he throws it the right way so it hits the ball and the ball just goes over the net and dies a death. So the umpire gives the point to Alcaraz, at which point Alcaraz walks over to the umpire and doesn't make a scene, doesn't do a John McEnroe. He just quietly says, ref, that was an illegal shot because I'd actually let go of the racket before. When the ball hit them. And the umpire said, thank you, and turned the point over. And I just thought, wow, that's unusual. So in seventh place is a story, a beautiful story about players and fans. Actually, this is really a peach of a story. Goalkeeper Brent Stevens was making his professional debut for the club called Jong Genk in the Belgium First Division B on the 13th of April 2025, just a week after the young goalkeeper's father had died.
Yeah.
So there was a minute's silence before the game for the goalkeeper's father, which a really nice touch. It's unusual to go that distant back, but they did. And after that, every player from the opposition, who are RFC Liège, they came up to the young goalkeeper and shook his hand to show their support to him. Anyways, late in the game, the 21-year-old Belgian keeper saved a penalty. And the opposition fans applauded him. They just roared. And at full time, they gestured and they waved at him to come down. And one by one, as many as they could, hugged him.
Yeah.
I just thought, isn't this fantastic? Have you ever seen anything like that, Phil?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I've seen that video as well. And it's really emotional.
Yes.
It's really emotional
to
see that, you know, just again, it's the human spirit, isn't it?
It's the human spirit. And the video clip of that is on greatsportsmanship.org. So we'll post everything up there as well after. So the sixth place is the F1. Formula One. So across the Atlantic and head towards Las Vegas where the Grand Prix, and we see a rare apology in any sport, let alone F1. So this is Brazil's Gabriel Bortoleto collides with the Canadian Lance Stroll, and both drivers are out of the race. It's gone. So after the race, the Brazilian walked over to the Aston Martin hospitality suite and admitted to his error, and he apologised. He said, first of all, I'd like to apologise to Lance. It was my fault. You know, an apology can be a very honourable thing. I can't remember too many apologies in sport. Can you recall any apologies per se?
It's certainly an honourable thing to do that, isn't it, really? And just sort of hold your hands up and
it is.
And just say, look, my fault, my bad.
Yeah, it's a rare thing. A pal of mine, Johnny Mularkey, if he makes a mistake on the road, he'd pull up beside the driver and he'd roll down the window and the guy, the opposite car is fuming and he's going to go lamp him. And Johnny goes, I'd just like to say, I'm really sorry, I'm really sorry. And people don't know how to deal with it sometimes, but it's beautiful.
Watch out.
It's lovely, yeah. Now we're into the top five. And we go across to Murrayfield in Scotland, where Tonga played Scotland, and they gave them a thumping, poor old Tonga, 56-0 in the autumn series. At the end of the game, all the players from both sides huddled together, and with their arms around each other, they knelt down on one knee and prayed. Now, I'm not sure if all the Scottish team players are believers or not, but it's an unusual moment. And although rivals on the pitch and beating the living daylights out of it, the Tongans are strong, man, beating the living daylights out of each other, they were kind of united in a moment of prayer, which is really unusual. And I thought to myself, what a great way to pay respect to the culture of the visiting team, to join in with their celebration or their prayer, whatever it is. You know, yeah. How cool was that? Okay, into fourth best moment of the year, of 2025, best sportsmanship moment. We stay with Scotland, and a Scottish golfer, I really, really like this guy, Bob McIntyre. There's something about this fella. He did something subtle yet magical. He was on the brink of his first major title, the US Open, no less. And he was leader in the clubhouse. He'd done his work, he had the best score, and he sat in the clubhouse and watched the remaining players. Well, American JJ Spawn was right behind him, and on the 18th hole, Spawn sunk a 65-foot putt, not just to level it, but to win it.
Wow.
To take his dream away.
Dream end.
Yeah, end of dream. McIntyre was seen on video clapping the American and saying the word, wow. Now, I thought, how cool is that? McIntyre's parents, by the way, are interesting as well. They fostered children for many years. And when asked if that had any effect on Bob McIntyre's career, he said something wonderful. He said, I think it makes you realise that hitting a white ball around a golf course is not the most important thing, said the successful Ryder Cup player.
Amazing.
Isn't that cool?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Perspective.
Yeah. Okay, here we are, Phil, down to the nitty-gritty.